Life Audio.
Welcome to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect to your Father in Heaven. Whatever is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. After a brief message from one of our sponsors, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Prayer for Patience, written and read by Kyle Norman. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. James chapter 5, verse 8. I used to have the proverbial lead foot. Every journey was taken to be a race. I would zip around in my car, weaving in and out of traffic. Other drivers were mere obstacles in my way. I saw the estimated time of arrival on my GPS to be nothing more than a challenge. How many minutes could I shave off of my time? The outward effects of speeding about was obvious. I received speeding tickets. A lot of speeding tickets. What I was unaware of, however, was the inward toll that such impatience was having. Internally, my spirit was never at peace. My heart and my mind were always projected onto a journey that I had to rush into. I was time-bound, ruled by the clock. Thus, I was never present. I wasn't present to others, I wasn't present to myself, nor was I ever fully, truly present to God. After all, it's hard to be present to God when you are too busy speeding to the next thing. I bet I'm not alone in this. We live in a fast-paced world, a world that continually tells us to maximize our time and increase our efficiency. And with the call of impatience playing in the background, we often find ourselves facing a rising discouragement within our spirits. We feel unmoored from that which can truly satisfy our restless hearts. The Bible continually calls us to patience. Patience is an unpopular discipline, particularly today. We are told that time not spent in activity is but a waste. Idle hands are the devil's plaything, we hear. Yet such frenzied rushing about dampens our spirits. We become irritable and easily frustrated. After exhorting the people to be patient, James follows up this call with the words, "Do not grumble against one another, so that you may not be judged." Impatience and a complaining spirit are closely related. If we see others as simply obstacles to maneuver around, it becomes easy to complain that they don't do what we would like them to do, or be like we would like them to be. And so we criticize, and judge, and condemn. It's hard to, quote, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience when we are too busy rushing past our brothers and sisters. And patience flies in the face of a God who calls us to be still and know his presence. Patience is one of the fruit of the Spirit because in patience, we open ourselves to the Spirit's work. We free ourselves from the oppressive demands of an overly packed schedule, and thereby provide the opportunity to respond to the movement of God in the intricate moments of our lives. It may just be that the Lord calls us to some action, reflection, prayer, or ministry that may be left unexplored amid our dashing about. When I finally accepted the call to slow down, I began noticing the Spirit's work all around me. I would notice the driver in the car next to me, wiping away tears from her eyes. And so a prayer for healing and comfort would rise within me. I found myself engaging in divine appointments. I would run into someone from the church in the grocery store. I found myself talking with people about faith in the local coffee shop. None of these experiences were forced or contrived. They happened as I allowed the Spirit to take control of my life and my time. Psalm 31 says, I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hands. See, ultimately, a patient spirit is about recognizing the lordship of Jesus in our lives. Patience reminds us that we are not more important than the people around us. Our time is not more valuable. Our work is not of higher quality. Patience helps us recognize that God's plan for this moment is of more importance than our plans. And it may just be that God's desire for us is to share or receive an expression of Christ's love. What might the Lord be asking of you in this moment? Let us pray. Gracious God, my heart can become easily overwhelmed by the busyness of my life. Please forgive me when the tasks of the day or the demands of my schedule crowd out the space needed to be still in your presence. I know your promise that I can do all things through you who strengthen me, but I can become so easily flustered as I try to muscle my way through life by my own efforts. I pray, O Lord, that you increase within me the capacity for patience. Lead me into times where I am called to rely not on my strength, but yours. Move me into places where I am called only to stop, to rest, to breathe, or to listen. Help me be still and know you here, now. More than anything, Jesus, help me to observe the hours and the minutes of my day as set firmly in your schedule. Give me the strength to step outside of my plans for this moment so that I can enter more deeply into your will. You are Lord of this time, and I lay myself before you as your servant. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
I found myself on a ledge, three stories high at some condominiums, contemplating my life and struggling to understand my purpose. Have you ever found yourself on the ledge? My name is Billy Yant. I'm a caring father, mentor, and friend. In my new podcast, Billy and the Goat, I share the life-changing events that shaped who I am today to remind you that no matter how far you've fallen, God can help you get up and thrive. Listen now at lifeaudio.com.